A federal government army ammunitions plant is by nature a place that has its secrets. But in recent years, arsenal commanders who serve at the plant for two-year stints appear to be slowly thawing longtime chilly relations with the community. Lieutenant Colonel James Scott has been on the job for 6 months, and like Alicia Masson before him, he makes an effort to be down to earth, folksy even.
One of the personal notes I got was, "Man, Colonel Scott, your website sucks. It's a horrible website. You can't find nothing on it. Are you trying to hide? You put it on there and you can claim you put it on there, but then we can't find it. So we've checked about everyone I can check. Three clicks. If you're not getting to the documents you want in three clicks, we got some more work to do."
And there's some evidence the arsenal is at least hearing people's concerns and at best acting on some of them. Last year, it ran a long-requested air quality test, flying drones over the controversial open burning grounds. Now, an equally urgent community demand is in the works. Design plans for a new incinerator that would trap most of those emissions will be submitted by the end of the year. Don Langer is a professor at Radford University, and like many at the meeting, he doesn't fully trust the arsenal's account of exactly what it's emitting into the air.
Whatever we can do to help, all right? These are great meetings. You know, we appreciate you coming to us and giving us information, but we don't want just public relations spin. We want solutions. And that if we could get that closed air incinerator built, you're going to really help us alleviate the fear we have of that plant.
When community members told Commander Scott they were eager to work with him to resolve more issues, he replied that he'd like to hold the next meeting on site at the arsenal, a way of letting them in to get a look at the facility that has long been a mystery to its neighbors. I'm Robbie Harris.